Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of March 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Been a really, really good weekend here, I have to say. Although it has gone by really, really quick at the same time. I don't feel I've done as much as I really hoped. But at the same time, we've done a lot of the jobs that needed doing. Now, one of the big jobs I spoke about on Thursday was, of course, cutting down that tree in the back garden. It's been on the list for ages, but we've got it done. I'm so glad as well. I am so glad because it was getting out of hand. It was so tall and it was a lot of work to cut it down. Don't get me wrong, a lot of work. I'm still aching now after cutting it down, but we got it down. It's going to give us a lot of wood once it dries out. There's also a lot of tidying up to do from it as well, in a sense that we've got to shred a lot of the branches and things like that. But nonetheless, the tree is down. And I'm glad because the tree, or the removal of the tree, was holding us up from doing a lot of things, such as running electricity out to my shed. So now it's done, we can move on. Now, one of the other things that I did this weekend that I want to talk about, you're not going to hear about this on the podcast, actually. I went down to the allotment on Saturday morning and I did a few jobs there, which isn't that unusual, but I actually cycled down. Now, I am always trying to lose weight. I've got to admit, I am overweight and I don't like it. My wife particularly isn't happy either. And the trouble is I do spend a lot of time, I overeat, but I also don't have much time to go to the gym, and I think I would get bored down at the gym. Now, in terms of fitness, I'm actually quite fit, and instances when I've climbed up mountains and everyone's absolutely shocked just how well I've managed these things, just goes to show it's not necessarily about fitness, it probably is about overeating. But cycling to and from work is my plan, but also to the allotment. And what I just thought is that it was a nice way, in some ways, just to warm up on the, to cycle down to the allotment, so that when I got to the allotment, I was all ready to go. We then carried on doing all the tasks that I wanted to do, a bit of weeding, spreading compost, cutting down various things, setting up the Jerusalem artichokes. It was just all ready to go and I was nice and warmed up. And then I cycled home as well, which was a nice way to cool down. Now, I've got to admit, if I'm heading down to the allotment a lot more regularly to do big jobs, it's not going to be easy to cycle down there because I've got to take a lot of equipment down with me and also bring all those vegetables back. But it is opening up opportunities and things that we might have to look at in order to see if we can make it suit. If you cycle to and from the allotment, please do let me know how you get over it. However, I do feel all the better for doing that. Now, one other thing that I want to talk about that happened this weekend is quite big news, actually. And the Veg Grow Up podcast has been nominated and shortlisted for an award with SME Digital. Now, this came out of the blue. I've never heard of SME Digital, but I got an email today saying that I have been nominated and shortlisted, which really, really made me very, very happy. And I've had a quick look. I've obviously accepted the shortlisting. I don't know if we're going to win anything, but just the fact that we have been shortlisted has really, really made me feel really good. So I'm very, very, very pleased about that. At the moment, I don't know if I can publicly announce anything, but I will keep you posted on anything that we have going forward, especially if we need more people to nominate and what have you. But I'm really, really blown away with that. It was really, really kind of lovely. Now, of course, today was the day that we sowed our lettuce seeds. Now, it's one of those crops that everyone can grow, no matter what space you've got. It's quick, it's reliable, it's perfect for anybody wanting regular harvests. And there's so many different varieties and so many different choices that this particular variety that I've chosen for this month is a very good one. It's one that I grow a lot of. I do grow a lot of lettuce general, but this particular variety, which is all year round, is one that I do grow a lot. The name suggests it all. It's all year round. Now, you can sow lettuce at any time from sort of early spring through to late summer, and if you've got winter varieties, right through the winter as well. And the key thing to remember with lettuce is to sow little but sow often. Small tray, short row, every couple of weeks, right from now, right up until right through the growing season, will always mean that you always have lettuce available. It doesn't take much at all, but it is certainly worth doing. Now, lettuce does prefer cooler conditions. It doesn't love heat, and it definitely doesn't love drying out at the same time. A bit of shade in the summer really helps it from bolting. But what I like to do is, so if I was doing cut and come again, and you can treat these all year round like cut and come again, just sow them directly where they are to grow, make a drill, and sow them into that. But what I've actually done with these today is I've sown them into plug plants, tried to get about one seed per plug plant, which may sound a lot, but it does make it easy. And then I've placed that in my potting shed, and we'll wait for that to germinate. Now, once it's germinated and the plants are off to a strong season, we'll actually plant those in my veggie pot, in my salad pot. And the reason for that is that it gives all the conditions that makes it perfect for growing. Now, you don't have to grow it in a veggie pod. You can grow it in the ground. This time of year would offer it some protection. But at the same time, don't let it get too hot in there. Just enough. Slugs and snails are the worst enemies with these. Wool, copper, anything that you can do to reduce the slug and snail damage is very welcome, because they will be like a magnet for these. Now, the key thing that I like to do is actually pick the leaves when they're young. So I treat them like cut and come again. So I just pick a few leaves as and when we need them. Key thing being that we pick them when they are young. And then as they grow, they will obviously grow bigger and bigger. And you can actually harvest them like full size heads. One of the key things, never let them dry out. If they dry out, the leaves go hard and bitter. So they've always got to be consistently moist. And the other side of that, if they get too hot, they do tend to put up a flower stem, and that also tends them to be a bit tough and bitter as well. So pick them when they're young is my big advice there. Like I say, just sow a few now, sow a few in a couple of weeks' time, and just constantly keep them sowing right throughout the growing season. So many different varieties, so many different types. Give it a go and let me know how you get on. Well, that is it for tonight's podcast. Busy week ahead. I'm looking forward to getting back to work tomorrow. And I was meant to be going on Thursday up to a product launch. But unfortunately, the war in Iran has meant that's not going ahead now, because parts aren't available. Maybe next time. Anyway, right, guys, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.